Simon & Schuster Audio presents Once Upon a Sunset, a novel by Tiff Marcello. Read by Joy Osmansky. Part 1. Day. Every day is a journey, and the journey itself is home. Matsuo Basho. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a doctor who loved to run. Up at her version of dawn, she sought solace on the road before her brain was fully awake. She found rest in the movement of her legs as they kept time to the music in her playlist. She escaped into the beats of the song and away from the minutiae of the everyday hum of DC life and traffic. One could find it odd that running gave her rest, but Diana Gallagher Carey couldn't explain it any other way. When her feet hit the pavement, the will to move, the direction to take, the speed at which she accomplished each step was of her own volition. She could choose to stop at Starbucks and order that delicious frappuccino for comfort whenever things, not running, got her down. She could sprint her entire route or walk it without guilt, because running was solely for her. Running also served Diana well when every step meant the difference between witnessing her job's daily miracles or missing them entirely, especially today, Valentine's Day. The labor and delivery ward at Alexandria Specialty Hospital, a generous size at 10 labor beds, was almost at capacity. 8 patients were in active labor. Of the 8, 2 were pushing. Another patient was on her way up from the ER, hoping to usher her baby into the world on this auspicious day, or the hour that's left of it. About 10 months ago, a summer storm had knocked out power for almost 24 hours to most of the D.C. area, and tonight was the proof. Diana's job, as the on-call house OB, was to get babies delivered and mothers recovered in a cost-effective and timely manner. Correction. That was Diana's mission for all patients except for those VIPs who occupied 2 very exclusive combined labor, delivery, recovery, and postpartum suites, where neither expense nor effort was spared. With her hands stuffed in gloves where her sleeves ended, her curly hair in a tight bun, and wearing decorative eyeglasses that did nothing for her except protect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?